Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. Welcome once again to 99.5 FM The Word. I want to give a big shout out to all of you who are listening to. I want to thank you so much. You know, that traffic going out to the west side, I just have no explanation for that. But if you've stuck in that traffic like our friend Nick was the other night, or if you're just getting home from getting through that, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. For anyone out there tuning in tonight, and I just want to give a big aloha, big shout out, and we'll start off from the top up there in Waiava, Module 10 Cash Box Program. Bring it. I think tonight you should have had, you should have had Angel, Brother Angel Fredalusis, and Brother Bob Durrington up there this evening. They're looking forward to seeing you there tonight, my brother. So I hope that you had a wonderful time celebrating in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Coming back to Halava, to our Friday chapel boys, be there on Friday. Pastor Scott will be there with bells on his toes looking for each and every one of you. So good to have you guys in there. And our FTC boys, we're going to try and make it down there on Sunday. Hope to see everyone there Sunday afternoon. We'd be wonderful. And, well, tomorrow night we get a chance to get out to WCCC and be with our sisters out there. We'll be at both sides of the complex. We're bringing a team of six tomorrow night so we can share God's love with you and praise him and worship him. Praise him for what he's done, but worship him for who he is. We praise him with our lips and we worship him with our hearts. Amen. And, of course, Saturday is a big day for us down at OCCC. Want to give a shout-out to Module 8, to our people in that wing over there having a few challenges. But, man, they start coming out and praising Jesus just like everyone else. Modules 3 and 4, Modules 18, Module 17, Annex 1. Aloha, aloha. So good to have you guys tuning in tonight. And to anyone else who's tuning in and listening, just want to thank everyone. You know, it's when the body of Christ is able to come together, when we become united with one spirit, one mind, one heart, one accord, one church for one God. That's when Abba Father looks down from upstairs and says, "You're getting it. You guys are getting it." You know, Free Inside Ministry is the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill. We reach out to the broken, to the lost, and the incarcerated. We preach the word of the gospel to all within earshot to hear the word of God. And we know that it's not about anything we do, but it's about everything that God does through us. Hallelujah. Want to give a shout out to Tayao Tavanga and her crew and everybody of our Daughters of the King and Destiny Church with Pastor Joe Onosai and his lovely queen, Anne. Also give a big shout out to Brother Shane and his bride, Brother Moki and Brother Jay. Straight Up Ministries, love you for all the support and aloha, guys. And just a big shout out to everyone who is out there sharing the gospel with those that need to hear the gospel. You know, today is a very sombering day. You know, by the time this program is airing, it's going to be in the evening, a time of reflection, maybe at the end or the close of the day. I know most of us, I think almost each and every one of us, we know that where we were, what we were doing exactly this time 12 years ago on 9/11. Some say 9/11/01 changed the world forever. I say 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ changed our lives forever. Hallelujah. You see, the world wants you to remember all the negativity that's going on, but Jesus Christ wants you to remember all the goodness that's going on. Now, I know that many of us were just devastated by what took place that day, but God's going to take everything for the good. Amen? You know, and I'm not sure how that's all going to work out, but I'm going to believe in Romans 8:28. All things, all things. But you see, a lot of times we tend to focus on certain days or certain events that we say shape our lives. But, you know, we actually make that decision if it does shape our life. More people know about 9/11 than they do about the birth and death of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Can you imagine that? You know, that's so incredible. Something that could change and impact your life, the life of your family, the life of your children, the life of your loved ones, is something that has fallen by the wayside. But yet an act of terrorism, it's something that the media will play over and over and over again. We're not even going to get into that discussion. But I just wanted to jump around a little bit tonight. I wanted to thank everyone. You know, I felt very humbled the other night when I received a phone call from a listener who was so grateful to be able to hear the word of God in a manner with which he could understand it, in a manner with which he could relate to, in a manner with which where it just made sense. See, that's what the word of God is all about. The word of God is there to help us make sense out of what we're going through. The word of God is there to keep us calm while we're surrounded by the chaos of the world. The word of God is there so that while the world is upside down, we're right side up in our heart and in our soul, because we know who our Savior is. We know who our Maker is. We know who the Creator is. And it's because of that relationship with the Alpha and the Omega that we keep pressing in, pressing on. And that's why we finish strong. Because remember, it's in the book of Matthew, my brothers and sisters, my beloved. Just how you guys doing tonight? Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, if we're to go into the Jesus book, it says, main thing, make God your boss, because he the king. Do the right thing just like he do, and you guys going to get all the stuff you need. You see, I like the Jesus book right there, only because it's a little bit easier for me to understand. It's a little bit easier for me to actually understand when I look at it, because it says all the kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Because you got to figure, in that verse, in verse 33, he's talking about everything that's going on. And it actually goes up. If we go back to Matthew, and we're going to start up in, we'll start back up in verse 25. We're in chapter 6. That's really someplace we should sit for a little while, if you could and if you please. Matthew 6, chapter 25, and it's entitled, Do Not Worry. Do not worry. I like that. And, you know, it starts off, I'll start off with the NLT, then I'll jump over to the Jesus book. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So in that verse, when we say all these things, we're talking about food to eat, the clothes to wear, what to drink. He says, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. See, God knows we got to eat. God knows we got to drink something. And God knows we need clothes. But he tells us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all, not half, not a quarter, not a third, all, not 3/10, not 7/12, not 15/42, all these things will be given to you as well. And I love verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen? How many of you guys know that each day has enough trouble of its own? I tell you, sometimes we wake up and it's just like we're going, oh, buckle loose already. But you know what I wanted to share out of the Jesus book, and that one is called, instead of saying do not worry, it says God and the stuff you get. That's why I'm telling you guys, don't worry about how you're going to live, what you're going to eat, or what you're going to drink, or what you're going to wear, what you think. You live only for eat. No way. Your body only for clothes. Not even. Look at the birds that fly in the sky. They don't even plant the seed and get crops and stash them. But your Father in the sky, he feed them. Think now. You guys more important than them birds, right? What you worry for? You think that going to make you stay alive one more hour? Come on, no way. And the clothes. How come you worry about that? Think. The flowers that grow in the field, how can they grow? They don't work or make their own clothes. But I'm telling you, even King Solomon, with all his awesome stuffs, never get awesome clothes like the flowers. The grass inside the fields, they're growing today, but tomorrow they're going to throw them inside the fire. Hey, God give the grass clothes like that. So Garians, he's going to give you guys clothes. You guys only trust in God a little bit. So hey, no go worry and say what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink or what we're going to wear. You know, the other people all over the world that don't know God, they try to get all that kind of stuff. But your Father inside the sky, he know you guys need him. Main thing, make God your boss because he the king. Do the right thing just like he do, and you guys going to get all the stuff you need. So no worry about tomorrow because tomorrow get plenty for worry about. Every day get enough trouble for that day. Amen? Amen. How many of you know that worrying is like sitting on a rocking chair? It keeps you busy all day, but you don't go anywhere. You know, that's what worry does. And you see, when we start worrying, then that's when we start creating things in our mind. We start creating ideas in our mind. And if, like I will say, if it's not of God, it's not of God. Amen? You see, a lot of times we forget, my beloved, that we have to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not saying anything that nobody doesn't know. But I know exactly where I was when the Twin Towers began to collapse in New York City 12 years ago. I can remember that very vividly because I knew that would change the world forever. It would change not the innocence of our country, but it would taint us. It would taint us. It would dent our armor. It would put something amongst us that would bond us, but that would hurt us forever. You see, we got to remember the basic things. And one of the most basic things, my beloved, and I'm just jumping around tonight, is prayer. I always talk about that when we pray to God. And last night we were talking about pray until something happens. Push. We got to keep pushing. Because prayer is like the door to the presence of God. You're not going to just bust open the door. You got to pray. Prayer is like the doorbell. Because when you ring the doorbell, the door opens. So prayer is like hitting the doorbell so you can get inside. See, a lot of us, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to share the gospel. We sit there, we get message after message after message. And all God wants us to do is go and share his name. As Christians, we're not asked to bring all to Jesus Christ. We're just asked to bring Jesus Christ to all. We just plant the seed and let God do the rest. Whatever God's going to do, he's going to do. But we the Johnny Appleseed, we're planting seeds all over the place. Wherever we go, praise Jesus. I love my brother Jay Pawahi. Big shout out to brother Jay Pawahi. Every time I say praise Jesus, I get the image of brother Jay with his ponytail standing in front of a 7-Eleven, telling everybody who go in the store, praise Jesus, with a smile. And he smiled a kind, good kind, because he real papa. He's so papa, he crispy. He like well done bacon time. He's like the burnt charcoal already. But so when he smiled, the thing looked real white, and he goes, say, praise Jesus. But you see, it's not the brightness of his teeth that illuminates his smile. It's the brightness of the light of Jesus Christ that's in him. It's the brightness of his love for his heavenly Father. I tell you, that brother, his smile can light up a room, man. If I ever run out of electricity, I'll call him up, say, hey, come inside my house. I don't want light, but smile. You're going to make him real bright for me. Amen? See, a lot of us as Christians, we're afraid to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're afraid of what people might think. We're afraid of what people might say. We're afraid of what they're going to say when we're not around. Come on, guys. You know where it's at. It's because of that relationship we have with Jesus Christ that we're able to even walk on this earth. Hallelujah. See, many times we just forget that we think that, you know, Brother Bula, you know, when I get out of being incarcerated, and I don't know where you're sitting tonight. You could be sitting on the edge of your bed. You could be sitting on the edge of your bunk right now. You could be anywhere. But the one thing that we're all looking for, and I think the one thing that we need to remember, is we all have hope. See, a lot of times when the world turns us upside down, we got to realize that if we know Jesus Christ, inside we're still right side up. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future. See, that's what we got to realize, that God's going to meet you where you're at in order to take you where he wants you to go. What's a great example of that, Brother Bula? Well, look at Jonah. God knew exactly where Jonah was. He met him in the belly of the great fish. If he can meet Jonah in the belly of the great fish, he can meet you at the edge of your bunk. He can meet you at the edge of your bed, where you're sitting right now, my brothers and sisters. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, my brothers and my sisters, I'm preaching to you right now, man. I'm reaching out. You see, God would love to reach out to you right now, but the next time he comes down from heaven, it's not going to be pretty. That's judgment day. So right now, what God is doing, he's saying, Pastor Bird Mahelona and your lovely wife, Lucy, Pastor Virginia, Pastor Scott, Pastor Tayao, Pastor Bula, Evangelist Lynn, Pastor Robert, Brother Angel, Sister Marianne, Sister Linda, Sister Miley, Sister Ivalani, I need your help. Can you go and reach the lost for me? Can you go and reach the broken for me? Can you go and reach those that are in prison? Can you go and reach those that are sick? Can you go and reach those that are destitute? Can you go and reach those that are blind? Can you go and reach those that are deaf? Can you go and reach those that have an addiction? Can you go and reach those that have an affliction? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, Jesus needs our help, my brothers and my sisters, and we're just reaching out to you. We're just reaching out and having you come into the embrace of your loving Father, Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's the only thing. See, it's not about perfection. It's about purpose. A lot of times think, I'm not good enough. I got to wait. Things not right. When things get right, how many times have we heard that? When things get right, then we're going to come, Brother Bula. When things get right, that's when I'm going to go to your church, Pastor Bula. When things get right, I'm going to bring my family. No. Things will never be right. We wait so long for it to be right, we get left, like left out. Amen? But you have to realize that miracles take place, my brothers and sisters. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. Amen? Because without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. Let me say that again. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness, and without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. Now, it's like God's just looking for you to look up. God's just waiting for each and every one of us to come to the full realization that he is the Father. You see, we all suffer from one thing or another. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. You know, it's a lot of times we look at ourselves in the mirror and we just don't feel like we're good enough. We have a self-esteem issue. You know, you probably had somebody in your life say, you're never going to be nothing. You know my brains, bro. Who you think you're going to be? Come on. You're lucky you even went ditch digger, if that. You stay locked up again. How are you going to get one job? And what? When's the last time you talked to your kids? Eh? That's how the enemy attacks us. The enemy attacks us by our material things, just like he did with Job. Took all his possessions. So enemy might have crashed everything. And then your family, you're going to go after your family. He's going to go after your health, just like he did after Job. Killed all of his sons and daughters. Killed them. One swoop, 10 kids, crack them right there, dead. And he lost all of his belongings. The richest man in the area, he lost everything, lost his family. Then he got all the boils all over his body, but he never mocked it. But it was just an ugly scene. That might be happening to you right now, but you got to know that the Lord allowed that to happen to Jonah. The Lord allowed Satan to go after, not Jonah, but Job. The Lord allowed that to happen to Job, all the trials and the tribulations, because he knew what he had in Job. Some of us might feel like, well, I don't feel like God's testing me. Well, God's not testing you because you're not ready. God, the only way you're going to get from first grade to second grade, like my brother Jay always says, how you get past the first and second grade? You got to pass the test. Oh, but I never pull one pencil and paper. It's not that kind of test I'm talking about. God might be testing your faith right now. God might have you in a place that you're not familiar with. God might be waiting for you to totally submit to him. You know, my brothers and my sisters, I tell you, one of two things will happen while you're incarcerated. And the first thing that's going to happen, one of two things, is one, God will break you. He's going to break you like on wild horse. He's going to break you. He's going to train you, and he's going to break you. The other thing that might happen, that will happen, one of two things, is the second of two things. God's going to break you. And the analogy that I use, the comparison that I use, my beloved, is, you know the cowboy movies that we see the guys put the wild horse inside the corral, right? Get about three paniolos, three cowboys sitting up on the rail because they know they're going to bust this horse down. Well, the first guy, he jumped on top of that horse. Oh, all of a sudden, airmail 101, bro. Guy's flying through the sky. Now, that horse is going to buck that cowboy. He's going to buck that cowboy. He's going to buck that cowboy. But eventually, who wins? That's right. The cowboy wins. You see, because the cowboy is going to break that horse. He's going to break the pride. He's going to break the arrogance. He's going to break that selfishness. He's going to break that all about me attitude that the horse has. You see, and when the cowboy breaks the horse, then the horse comes under the authority of the cowboy, and now the cowboy can control where the horse is going to go. Okay, are you guys even following me tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's going to break you because God needs you. God wants to use you, but you're not ready yet. So God's trying to mold you, just like how that horse was getting broken by the cowboys. God's molding you because iron sharpens iron. He's going to make you tough, but it's one step at a time. But you see what happens, you're made in the likeness of his image. Hello, hallelujah. So that's the wonderful thing about that. But you see, now I don't need God because this one's short one, only in for 6 months. I can rack this one and then after that, I'll be all right. Get one job or something, take care of kids, and I'll be okay. 8 months later, I get him back again. I get another brother, same brother, back inside the inner walls of prison. You see, guys, when you get tired, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when you come to the realization. That's when you come to the focus that you're tired of being messed up. Anybody out there besides me sometimes just gets tired of being messed up. I get tired of being messed up. Wouldn't you rather be blessed up? Wouldn't you rather be blessed up instead of messed up? Well, where do our blessings come from? Our Heavenly Father. Amen. So it's when we walk in alignment for our assignment, when we walk in step, when we walk in the path that the Lord has placed before us, God's going to bless us. But my brothers and my sisters, you know that from what I share with you inside those walls, God don't bless no mess. But if there's anything you take away tonight, God loves you right where you're at. Hallelujah. No matter what you've done, no matter who you've done, no matter what you thought, no matter what you've said, no matter, God loves you right where you're at. Sink your teeth into them because it goes on. But he loves you too much. And I'm going to say that again. God loves you too much to leave you where you're at. Hallelujah. But it's all about choice. He's not going to force himself upon you. It's all about choice. Are you going to choose to follow him? It's like the horse. The horse can keep bucking the cowboys off of its back. But eventually, it will have to make a conscious choice to come under the authority, to come under the covenant, to come under the ordering or the overlay of that cowboy. He will come under the control and the discernment of that cowboy because that cowboy will have broken him. It's the same way Jesus is with us. He's not going to bless no mess, and he's just waiting for you to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. But he's giving you the opportunity because everything you've tried to do on your own has failed. Everything you tried to do that you thought was all right was all wrong. If not, look at where you're at right now. And if you like where you're at right now, God bless you. God love you. I love you. But if you ever get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you ever get tired of being messed up and you wonder how to get blessed up, I'm trying to talk to you, my brothers and my sisters, tonight. You got to let go, man. You got to let go and let God. Because God doesn't want some control. He wants total control. You can't just go over for a makeover. He's going to come in for the takeover. You know, we're not going to remodel just the left leg. We're not going to repair just the left side of your body. God's going to heal your whole body. Amen. It's like when we renovate. You know, it's like when we renovate a house. We kind of make everything nice on the outside, but the inside stay all bust out with termite Ethan posts. The thing going to collapse. You're going to fall down. So when you make that decision, that conscious decision, Lord, be my Savior. Lord, take my life. Lord, I want to change now. That gives God the green light for come demo everything. Still on the outside, you're going to look all right. But from the inside out, we're going to boss them up. We're going to make them better. We're going to make it right. You see, the devil works on the outside in. Oh, if it feels good, do it. But God, he works on the inside out. So sometimes people cannot tell you changing because the outside, you still look all kind of rugged stuff. But God working on you from the inside. Because when you work from the inside, it's going to last a lot longer than the outside. Eh? Because that's how it is. But the devil, he likes to work on the outside. If it feels good, do it. Nobody really cares. It doesn't really matter. It does matter. It matters to God himself, the one who created every living thing, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, my bright and shining morning star, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh. You know, we have to know who we serve. On this day, on 9/11, I want us, before we go to bed tonight, my brothers and my sisters, to close our eyes. Say a quiet prayer to our Lord and Savior that we thank him for all of the blessings that we have. We thank him for all of the challenges we have, because it's only through those challenges that we can really create who we really are. We're not going to stand back in the shadows. We're going to stand in the light. We're going to stand in the light of His righteousness. For the life of the land is perpetuated by its righteousness. Whose righteousness? God's righteousness. Hallelujah. And when we stand hand in hand, arm in arm, locked together, that's how we win the battle. That's how we move forward, onward, Christian soldiers. That's how we get on the good side. That's how we get the blessings, is we have to fight the good fight together. No man or no woman or child left behind. We move forward as an ohana. You know, I just want to close us out in prayer if we could. If the Lord is just moving upon me to pray, I just want to pray as we close tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those who have given their lives in sacrifice to preserve the freedoms that we take advantage of being a United States citizen. Lord, I thank you for their families. I thank you for their loved ones. Bless them, Lord. Bless them in abundance. Give them provisions, healing for all of them, Lord, if they're not well. But Lord, I thank you for those that gave their life willingly to protect us. Just as you gave your life willingly on the cross, Father God, and you asked Heavenly Father to forgive us, just as you stayed on the cross, Eli, Eli, la sabachthani, why have you forsaken me? Oh God, forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings, our transgressions, our foibles, our mistakes. We miss the mark every day, God. But yet you forgive us through your mercy and grace. We thank you for that. Lord, I ask you to bless this state. I ask you to bless the governor, all the legislators, the representatives, as they begin to pull into a special session, Father God, that is going to have a dire impact, not only on Hawaii'i, but on the world as a whole, Father God. Father God, I just ask for your wisdom and discernment that what they do is in accordance to your wishes, Father God. But Lord, for those that are listening tonight, let them have a night of rest. As they close their eyes, let them know that you still love them. As they call out to you, let them know that all they have to do is ask. And if you are not now, you will be their Lord and Savior. We thank you for everything, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to come in and have this program today. And Lord, we just thank you for the blessings that you continue to give us. Despite our mistakes, God, you still love us so much. We're not worthy of your love. We're not worthy of your mercy or your grace. But you give it open arms every time. We thank you. God bless each and everyone who listened tonight. Get some rest. Know that you're blessed. We'll see you tomorrow night. Ahui ho. Ike akua kohonani ya. To God be the glory.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.